This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 25th, June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel. Temperatures are warm in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with cooler breezes expected this evening. In Haifa, it's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the current round of U.S.-led talks between Israel and Lebanon is the least productive yet, with sources saying both nations are concerned about the U.S.-Iran deal's implications for Lebanon. Also, the Jerusalem Post has just reported that an IDF soldier was found handcuffed in a West Bank town. Initial investigations suggest he entered the area with criminal intent. Also this hour, according to JNS, a former Israeli hostage called for attention from a UN advisor on violence against women. She criticized the UN's handling of sexual violence rights. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports from earlier today that Australia's terror threat system is outdated for current dangers. The ASIO head highlighted Iran's involvement in recent firebombings. And finally, The Jerusalem Post reports concerns over Iran's influence in regional security dynamics, pointing to broader geopolitical tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a commentator on regional affairs, shared just minutes ago that masked Israeli settlers, including children, were seen harassing a Palestinian family in Tiber West Bank after midnight. Dan Linnaeus, a social media observer, noted just minutes ago an emerging concern about aligning agendas in these developments. Middle East 24, a regional news source, reported just minutes ago that a U.S. airstrike in northwest Syria killed a senior ISIS leader as part of efforts to neutralize threats targeting Americans overseas. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-led talks between Israel and Lebanon, The Times of Israel reports that both countries are frustrated with the lack of progress. The focus of the talks is on the implications of the U.S.-Iran deal, specifically how it affects Lebanon's security and stability. This stagnation could lead to increased tensions in the region. Turning to the incident involving the IDF soldier, according to the Jerusalem Post, the soldier was found unarmed, raising questions about his intentions in the area. The military is investigating the circumstances surrounding this incident. This situation underscores ongoing security challenges in the West Bank. Meanwhile, the JNS highlights a former Israeli hostage's plea to the UN. She criticized the UN advisor for not adequately addressing sexual violence against women. Her remarks emphasize the need for international bodies to improve their response to such issues. This could pressure the UN to revisit its policies and practices. In earlier reporting, the Australian Jewish News covered Australia's outdated terror threat system. The ASIO head pointed to Iranian-backed activities, including recent firebombings, as a growing concern. This situation reflects broader security challenges faced by Jewish communities globally. Lastly, the Jerusalem Post discusses Iran's influence on regional security. This concern adds another layer of complexity to the already tense geopolitical landscape. The situation demands careful diplomatic navigation to prevent further escalation. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports from earlier that in the real estate sector, demand continues to outpace supply. The residential and office markets are seeing increased interest, particularly in industry and craft sectors. Separately, Walla Business reports the district court has rejected a petition to close Big Gilead on Saturdays. This decision supports local businesses and maintains current operating hours. And finally, Globes reports Israel's major banks have accelerated their distribution of grants. Nearly two-thirds of the committed NIS $3 billion has already been dispensed, benefiting the public through various financial incentives. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.